This next story is about someone you may have seen around town, maybe on the plaza or near City Hall or at Arrowhead Stadium on game days. We're talking about a guy who runs miles at a time, day and night, through rain and snow, dressed as Superman. We were curious about why, so we sent out Alana Gordon with her running shoes to find out the story behind the Midtown Superman.
It's not hard to spot Michael Wheeler, especially if you frequent spots on his regular jogging route. For Levi Van Zandt, a driver for a private transportation service, it seems like Wheeler is everywhere.
I see him all over the place. Off Southwest Trafficway a lot. You'll see him at the plaza running. I see him all over the place.
When Wheeler first jogged by Ryan Jones, who often sits outside Broadway Cafe in Westport, his reaction was,
"What the hell?"
Jones has since grown accustomed to the unusually dressed Wheeler. He runs by here all the time, and in some ways is just another part of the colorful Midtown landscape.
I find it a little weird, but, you know, it's working for him. He obviously enjoys what he's doing, so.
As for Michael Wheeler, he gets a big kick out of all this attention. Wheeler's a slim 61-year-old black man with a finely trimmed white beard. He runs in his homemade Superman outfit almost every day. It consists of a red hat, a bright blue t-shirt with the Superman symbol across the chest, and of course, a long, shiny red cape. Wheeler tells me the cape is key.
When I put it on, I start feeling the strength, almost like in a movie, like Superman. I hit that door, and I get my energy and my strength.
Wheeler says he and this cape have covered a lot of terrain, not just in Kansas City. He was in Los Angeles for a big run last month. He's jogged like this through several states in between, including Texas, Kansas City's Wheeler's home base. I meet up with him on a recent morning outside his Midtown apartment. That's a starting point for his daily runs.
All right, ready?
Okay.
We head east toward Main Street.
You want to make this right? We'll make it.
You want to make it?
Yeah, come on. We'll make it.
Going through the light.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's an art in running. Come on, like a dance, you know, you know, like a ballet dancer. You just got this strap, but it ain't running. I try to run gracefully.
So is it about speed?
No, it's not about speed, just about pacing yourself. And the more you pace yourself, the more the more energy you have. A lot of runners, they overpace themselves. That's why they be tired.
Wheeler tells me he loves to run. He's formally or informally done dozens of big races over the span of nearly 40 years. He's run the Boston Marathon. He says he's been through every state, twice. He says he's done this by living simply and from getting some support from people who offer it along the way. Wheeler likens himself to the classic film character Forrest Gump, who ran through the country witnessing major historic moments.
This has been my passion all my life. Just like little Forrest. In the movie, he ran from the bullies. That's how I did. That's how I got into running. I got tired of getting beat up, so I learned how to run.
But while Forrest ran, well, to run, Wheeler has a more specific cause. He's running for Jesus.
I'm an evangelist, but I'm a running evangelist. I run to spread the good news around.
At a closer look, one can see that Jesus is printed across the Superman symbol on Wheeler's shirt and hat. The phrase, "Jesus saves," is embroidered on Wheeler's red cape. Wheeler says he runs like this to motivate people, to put a smile on their faces.
All right.
Man.
Yeah, all right. You know, people need inspiration, need hope. You know, in our world, so much going on. You know, people are fearful. But, you know, you just got to keep on living your life. You know, can't fear.
Wheeler says he's at peace when he runs. That and his faith are what lifted him from a serious depression and bout with drugs when he was young and drafted in the military. He comes from a religious family, too. His father and grandfather were preachers, as were several uncles. Wheeler's a big football fan as well, so on game day, he'll do what he calls Jericho runs, or seven laps around Arrowhead, to pray a little bit for the Chiefs.
I have to stop for a minute. So we have run a total of two blocks.
Yes.
And in those two blocks, you've gotten fist pumps, and you've gotten really weird looks, and you've gotten high fives. Is this typical?
Oh, yeah.
It's comical, because that's the first time he come flying in here. Not literally. But I couldn't help from laughing. I said, "Michael, what's this all about?"
Former Mayor Pro Tem Alvin Brooks is a longtime friend of Wheeler's. They used to be neighbors. Brooks says Wheeler's Superman outfit is a new thing. Brooks directs the ad hoc group against crime, and he and Wheeler became close after Wheeler's sister was brutally murdered in the 80s. He says Wheeler did his first Runs for Jesus shortly after that.
I don't think he started this running until he joined with the ad hoc group against crime, a men's group. We were marching on crack houses back in the 80s, and crack became a real menace here, an epidemic proportion. And we marched on a crack house right across the street from where his family, and I think they grew up, and right around the corner from where we lived at the time. And he decided to follow, and he's very, very, very religious, and does a lot of reading of scripture. He's a Christian. And he decided to do the walk around, and the wall come tumbling down, the Jericho wall, this was 7 times around. And during this round, this crack house, little dope dealers came out and hit him and beat him with a board, with a 2x4 board, a piece of lumber. And he was laid up for a while and scarred up for a while. And I think that gave him the more impetus to do what he's doing now. And I think he's doing it for justice. He's doing it for his own religious purposes, for Christian purposes that he sees.
How you doing? How you doing? We were at Crown Center here on 25th and Grand. How y'all doing? Where the young kids are out and about.
There's some of them are looking at you, pointing at you.
Yeah.
So how's your run been going? How are you feeling?
Real good. I feel pretty good. Yeah. Running smooth and pacing myself. And I'm loving running, growing older gracefully. See, it's an art to even getting older. I'm almost 62 now, but I don't mind getting old because it's a goal, staying in shape and trying to get inspiration to other people. It's a lady, 92 years old, still running marathons. And a guy, he's 103, Buster, he's still running marathons too.
After Crown Center, Wheeler heads back to his apartment to take a midday break. I meet up with him there.
4 flights of steps.
An entire wall of Wheeler's studio apartment is covered in photos and news clippings from his travels. A banner that says Salvation Now, House of Prayer, hangs over the window. Wheeler points to a photo of when he met President George H.W. Bush in 1990. The president had famously visited Kansas City then and toured Wheeler's neighborhood to learn how Brooks and others were trying to address the major crime and drug problems at that time.
I'm writing a book. This is a book that I'm putting together.
Can I see a little bit?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wheeler shows me a scrapbook.
This is Times Square, New York, right here. This is Hawaii, Alaska.
For a long time before the Superman outfit, Wheeler would travel the country, often wheeling around a big wooden cross. He left Kansas City for a while to do this, and also lived in Seattle, Minneapolis, and Pittsburgh, Kansas. He'd preach on street corners. He still does sometimes. A lot of the photos Wheeler points to in this book are of police.
In Kansas, I got arrested in front of this church, street preaching. Here's the actual policeman arresting me. I took my camera with me, so I took a picture of her.
Why focus on being arrested?
No, it's just like something that happens when you go out there to preach, you know. When you come out the four walls, now if I stay in the four walls.
Wheeler says he's been arrested dozens of times. He's not shy about this. It's on a flyer he wrote up about himself. He says it's mainly with policemen who don't know him. He has a good relationship with a lot of them.
He's been arrested so many times, and it's not even funny.
Peggy Wheeler is Michael's sister. The two are really close, even though she doesn't live in Kansas City anymore. Peggy Wheeler fully supports her brother, but admits it was hard going along with the Superman act at first.
At first, when he did it and stuff, I was like, oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Jesus. I was like, oh, Lord. I really had a hard time, you know, wrapping my mind around that, you know.
She says Wheeler's approach has also changed in recent years. He used to be more confrontational. Wheeler says his relationship with Christianity has also changed. He now describes himself as just a plain believer, no denomination. And he says, unlike when he had just a flag or a shirt that said a religious phrase, he gets a lot more positive attention wearing the Superman outfit. People often approach him and want to talk to
him. How you
doing?
How are you? I'm doing super.
The final stretch of Wheeler's daily run is the plaza in the evening. It's raining out.
Well, finish line. It's about 3 more blocks to finish line.
Finish line?
Yeah.
What finish line?
On this course. How you doing? On this plaza course, you know. I usually finish up over here and head back.
I see.
I feel good since I head on over the Wall Parkway.
We hit another crosswalk. Standing next to Wheeler, also waiting for the green light, is a very tall man who doesn't seem particularly interested in Wheeler.
I ain't gonna do no tall jokes. Well, how's the weather up there?
I'm not gonna do no Jesus Superman jokes. So.
Okay. How you been? Good to see you.
When we reach the finish line at 47th and Pennsylvania, Wheeler decides to wrap up the day doing something he hasn't done here in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Kansas City, are you ready for some gospel? I didn't say rumble. I didn't say football, baseball, or basketball. But are you ready for the coming of the Lord?
It's around 6 p.m., and there's barely anyone out because of the cold rain. The few people who are out don't pay much attention. One man who does walk by and approach Wheeler is a pastor from Lincoln. The two exchange information, and the pastor invites Wheeler to visit him next time he's in Nebraska. Without any prompts or requests, the pastor then hands Wheeler some money. Wheeler does this for about 10 more minutes, and then he heads home. I ask him if he thinks he'll ever stop.
No, I think I'm running to take my last breath.
Wheeler says once he gets to his apartment, he'll do some praying, work on his book, and get ready for another day of running. Reporting for KC Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.